Crashing at the rising billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Chris Zuckambi and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, here with Alan Witch. My awesome co-host is in the house. Alan, what's going on?
Hey, I'm having a great day. We're on fire today. We got a lot of things going on.
Talking
with a bunch of great people. We're working with some technical difficulties. We're working with some software, some hardware. It's beautiful outside. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive, man.
Yeah, right. We'll get through it. We always do. And in fact, it always leads to something pretty cool. And
that's right.
This show is going to be not our normal length, but for a reason. We've got someone in the house today, which Alan is always does the great pleasure of introducing. But we're excited about this because he's got an academy. I'm just going to say it at that right now. And I know when he comes back on the live show, he's actually going to do some pretty crazy teaching. And you'll know in a second who this guy is and what he's done and what he's working on. But you're going to get a lot out of that. So that's why we're doing the show that we're doing it today. And that all came from just, hey, you know, things aren't going well today. Okay, let's do this. And here we are, Alan.
How can we pivot?
And thank goodness he's like us and likes to pivot and then, you know, bring a ton of value. So I think, quite frankly, anybody listening in, and we're going to do obviously our best to get the note out there through all the other social channels for this show. But listening in, this is going to be a great one. In fact, there's going to be a live show following. So on that note, Alan.
Absolutely. Today's a precursor to the bigger event. So we're going to tell you a little bit today about our guest and going to drop some great bombs as to what the benefits are. And then we're going to do some deep dive with some folks. And I think it's going to be a real unique platform. And like you said, Chris, it wouldn't have come about today had we not had some challenges, but, you know, always be ready to pivot, always be acceptant. And I guess that's a good, you know, that's a good lesson. Be acceptant of your current conditions and take what greatness can come from those and apply it and pivot to a different direction. And that's what we're doing today. But today's guest, great guest, Esquire magazine calls him the astrophysicist turned new media whiz. He's an adjunct professor at NYU. He has 5 Ivy League degrees. This guy is stoked. He's very educated. He's very smart. He's taken a whole life of programs. He's well known across all sorts of media outlets. He's got an academy called the Spodek Academy. So without further ado, Joshua Spodek, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's funny, the people listening didn't get to hear the technical difficulties before. And the pivoting that goes with it, I think there's a phrase that I'd like to say is that people who suck at things tell you how great they are. And people who are great at things tell you about the disasters they went through to get there. Not that this is a really big disaster, but
I love that.
You know, we're all like great you said, now. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, we get a chance to know each other, and that's always a great thing in my mind, you know, Josh, having you on the show and then, you know, having these things that we have to work through and everybody keeping their cool and just trying to figure it out. And then we came up with a great concept to move a show forward and have a guy like you, you know, able to come on live and do something really cool with, you know, the audience. And obviously we'll share this out and hopefully share your message on leadership and the things that you want to do with with many people. And that's why these shows are great. And that's why having guests like you on our show is great, because everybody together is doing this little tiny bit in the grand scheme of things. And then all together collectively, it's just represents such a large swell of good stuff. So so tell us, the journey. I mean, you've done some schooling, you think?
just a couple of times, just a couple of classes.
Right.
But, it began with these passions that when I was in college, I loved physics. I still love physics. And so if you love it, there's not much you can do other than get a PhD. And mm-hmm. I wanted to become, the next Einstein. And then I found that research wasn't quite what I wanted to do. And had an idea for a technology, and a friend and I, we started a company and became an entrepreneur. And it turns out that physics is really useful for a lot of things, but it's not great for leading people. I didn't learn the social and emotional skills of leadership then. And mm-hmm. so it's been this journey since then. I went back to get an MBA and learn leadership, but then also realizing how the way that I learned it, reading psychology papers and reading case studies and even debating case studies and listening to lectures. The way I look at it now, it opened the door to understand that there was stuff that you could learn there in leadership, but it didn't actually teach me how to lead. And so what became my passion over the past little over a decade is learning how to teach stuff that's not just in the academic field, that's an active, social, emotional, performance-based activity.
Wow. Yeah, when you put it that way.
I feel like we're teaching stuff. It's not bad. It doesn't hurt anyone. But it's not, you'd never teach someone piano by starting by lecturing them about musical theory. You wouldn't teach someone basketball by starting with, you got to give them exercises. You got them drills. You got to give them the ball, put it in your hands, and practice the jump shots.
Yeah, they got to feel it, right? Feeling
you got to get your feet wet.
Yeah, going and taking the action necessary to actually complete and accomplish, whatever it is in front of you. But cool. I mean, it's not every day, you can, talk to someone who's got, some great, and you've been with a lot of different companies. I mean, you've helped quite a few companies and recognizable brand names out there and everything. And, so you're a professor, and then you go and you start an academy and you start all these courses. Where do you find all the time?
I mean, it's when you, part of leadership is, knowing your values, knowing your priorities and acting on your priorities. So there's a lot of not doing things that other people do that I love, but I don't love as much. So it's really acting on what I really love and other things I don't do as much.
And that makes a ton of sense. And I love the fact that you put priorities, because I, every day I have a priority list. I have, lots of things that need to get done. But I have a priority list of where my greatest focus needs to be applied. And then, I can go and accomplish it. And I feel that, when you do that, there's this greater feeling of moving forward, because it's less important about all those little, other things that, like you said, I could be doing and people are doing. And, it just doesn't make a lot of sense for what I'm working on. So makes sense. I kind of had an inkling you were going to go that way, because I feel very much the same way. And I love that you brought that answer. So I might have teed you up on that one a little bit.
Thank you.
Point, and that's what it's all about, is giving our audience information so that then they can take that information and apply it to their life. And the key word is applying it to their life, because often there's so much information that people, and it's funny when I hear a lot of people, and not knocking it. I mean, I wish I could, but I'm just not wired that way to read a lot of books, like a lot of books. And I'm like, wow, how do you take any time to actually apply any of it? And maybe I'm just not wired that way, but I'm more like, I want to read and then I want to go do, and then I want to check it out. And I more study like a course, I guess, or go out there and apply something that I just learned and see how I can, implement it into my life. But, nor here or there. I just wanted to make a point about that.
Well, I would echo that what makes leaders great is usually their social and emotional skills. And you cannot get those just from reading a book or just watching TED Talks. Mm-hmm. It really comes from practice and rehearsal. And when you do practice and rehearse, then you get this genuineness and authenticity that otherwise takes a long, long time to develop. So my courses and my book, you know, they're centered around a set of exercises that get you out and doing things. It's, you know, it's the equivalent of playing scales. If you're learning to play the piano, if you don't play scales, you're not going to get very far. Just as far as I know, before me, no one really came up with a set of exercises like the set that you go through to learn how to act or how to play a musical instrument or a sport. So I'm really glad that when you said the key word was to apply, because I agree. If you just said spreading information but not applied it, there's a lot of that. You know, people who aren't great leaders, it's not that they don't know that integrity is important or that listening is important. It's that they haven't gotten, no one's walked them through how to develop the skills.
Right, exactly. And that's such an important aspect. I mean, you know, there's a lot of about why and what you want, and you know, how does play a, you know, very important aspect, because it's important. That's the, you know, that's a lot of the actions come from that arena and need to, you know, and I think that's just very important. Alan, I know you've got something you're about to ask Josh.
Yeah, it's dribbling out the corner of my mouth here, so I'm going to get it out before I forget about it. I think, you know, leadership's a real key thing. But I think there's a lot of people out there that take the leadership and they apply it to something they don't really care about, or they try to get the leadership mentality in a venue where they feel they're supposed to be in, but maybe they lack that purpose. They lack that meaning. And I believe that you should spend your day doing what you love to do. Whether or not you get paid for it is the second thing. However, there's a way to get paid. There's a way to get economically compensated for what you love to do. Because if you're offering that kind of value, if you're offering that kind of framework, then others out there, probably lots of them, are just waiting for that to happen. But how you package that, how you give that is going to be a key. And I think that's kind of what we want to talk about here as we move on, not just from this show, but to the live show we're going to do with you is, you know, what can people expect? We're going to have you on again. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about that framework around there. So we have an audience of people just waiting to hear about leadership at its core, leadership framework. What can they expect to hear from you when you come back on and we do a live show with you? What kind of paint a picture for us and for the audience as to what that's going to look like?
Sure. My book has it's 20 exercises, and we won't have time to do 20 exercises, but the one that I get called in most to do for training and corporate things like that is the meaningful connection exercise. And, you know, I want to contrast it from when people go to networking events. You know, the most common question you get is, so what do you do for a living? How's the weather, sports, stuff like that? It's not very meaningful. And in order to get people to practice, I give a script. And it's not, you know, when a lot of people think script isn't, that's not going to be me. But, you know, if you give 10 actors all the same script, you're going to get 10 unique performances because everyone's unique and everyone comes through.
Sure.
And what the script allows you to do is to go through the motions of creating a meaningful connection. That means allowing the other person to feel vulnerable and showing support for them so that they feel comfortable sharing what they care about. As a leader, it's very important to know what people care about, what motivates them, because that's what you work with. You know, managers might work with external incentives, but leaders, they have to get into internal. And so the meaningful connection exercise is, we'll follow a script and we'll see that the other person opens up and shares in a way that they feel comfortable and like doing it. And then people will be able, immediately after doing it, immediately after listening to it, they'll be able to do it themselves.
I love that. And really then go practice, and that's great. And obviously we're not going to have a ton of time to do all of your exercises, but this is a great one to start with. And of course, we'll be posting the links to be able to expand that if for the audience again listening in and come on live, that if you get, you know, a lot of work and with us on that live show, then obviously a great invite to go do some more stuff with Josh Wander's Academy. So lots of great information. We're going to post some links in here today as well to ensure that you can go do a little bit of your own research and check out the things that Josh is working on and has done, and most importantly, what's going to come on the live show. So we're going to set a date. Why don't we set the date?
Set the date.
Yes.
It sounds like a wedding. Let's set the date.
Now, obviously, you've got a lot of things going on, and but I know this is a priority. I like how I did that, Josh. I planted that seed in you. So we're looking at, you know, we always like to give people some lead time and things like that, and of course your calendar. So we're recording right now, but we're showing you how we get things done. We make a decision. We make a decision and we get it on the calendar, and then of course you'll know when the show's coming up. So
you know, Josh, that while we're getting our calendars out, I also have, I'll create a link to a page that where I do the meaningful connection exercise on video so people can prepare. And I think that'll make it a more comprehensive experience for them.
Perfect as to what they, awesome. What they can expect.
This is on the fly. The so I'll question. Make it the spodekacademy.com/, I guess, TBBB.
Perfect.
Okay. So I guess you'll put the link on your page, but it'll be spodekacademy.com/TBBB. And people can go there and prepare by seeing what the script is and seeing me practice it with Marshall Goldsmith, and it'll be a more full experience.
Yeah, fantastic and great suggestion on that. So calendar's out. We typically do our...
I'm good tomorrow. How about you guys?
I want to give... too much pressure. Too much pressure. Josh, how does the May 29th look?
May 29th?
Actually, that's not
far enough.
I think it's Memorial Day, but that's fine with me. Yeah, no, it's too far. Too close.
Probably like the...
Yeah, June 5th?
The 5th or the 6th, maybe?
June 5th, I think. Or 6th, yeah.
Let's see, the 5th... The 6th is better for me. A lot better for me.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, you heard it here. Isn't that great thing about being transparent? You see what's going on behind the scenes as well, and we're planning something. But this is all for you guys, so thanks for bearing with us. On Tuesday, June 6th, at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to post at...
Sorry, if it's earlier in the day, then the 5th is better. Sorry.
Okay, there we go. See?
So that'll be noon my time.
There you go. So... Monday, June 5th, at 11 a.m. Central Time at Think Bold, Be Bold inside of Facebook. We're going to do our live show, and we'll post all this, obviously, in the notes, and we'll prep everybody with a link, but it will be on Monday, June 5th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, you do the conversions where you are in the country, and we look forward to it. Josh, I'm excited because you know, this is a great obviously a great place to start for leadership and learning something like this as a skill is going to help everybody, and that's what we're here to do. And we really appreciate your suggestion on that and being, you know, just flexible with everything that's happened today, even the setting the date on the next show. Thanks for coming on the show. Really, I really,
this is my big passion. So thank you. And I hope it has an effect with people. I hope that people get a lot out of it. That's what I'm here for.
I'm sure that they will. We'll make sure we post all these links and everybody check out the, you just said spodek.academy/TBB. We'll get that exactly what it is, but check that site out so you know exactly what's going to happen and what to expect. And get yourself ready for, I think, some really great instruction and some really great hands-on, some applications, some practical application from Josh as to, you know, the secrets and some of the real true caveats of leadership.
I love it. Well, thank you to everyone for tuning in. And Josh, we look forward to the live show on Monday, June 5th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. Catch up with everybody soon. It wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.